AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A number of people armed with automatic weapons opened fire on police officers, police cars, and the Dallas Police Headquarters building early this morning. Police Chief David Brown says there were no injuries in the apparent attack. During the exchange of gunfire, a van rammed one police car and then sped away before it was stopped in a suburban parking lot.
The suspects refused to exit the vehicle, at which time officers set up a perimeter. Our SWAT team was called and has since began negotiations with the suspect.
Brown says the man in the van blames police for losing custody of his son and accusing him of being a terrorist. Gunman also says he has explosives in the van. A female is dead after several shots were fired yesterday evening in the food court of a mall in Coralville, Iowa. Shortly after that shooting, the chase was on.
There is a subject running southeast out of Dillard.
JCOM 5225, Law 3.
5225.
Witnesses who said the subject went eastbound through the parking lot.
That tape from KTVN-TV, the suspected shooter was captured after a 50-mile chase down an interstate highway. A week after two convicted murderers broke out of the prison in upstate New York, prison worker Joyce Mitchell is charged with helping them with their escape plan.
Bail will be set in the amount of $100,000 cash, $200,000 bond on the felony, and $10,000 cash and $20,000 bond on the misdemeanor.
Meanwhile, the search goes on for David Sweat and Richard Matt.
If they have not escaped the area or they have not availed themselves of shelter, got to assume they're cold, wet, tired, and hungry. But I would advise and remind the community and the residents that that makes these individuals even more dangerous and desperate.
State Police Major Charles Guest says the hundreds of officers are getting closer to finding the two men. This is AP Radio News. The weekly addresses cover trade and defense.
President Obama reiterates his top priority is to grow the country's economy, and that passage of trade adjustment assistance is an important tool to do that.
If I did not think that smart new trade deals were the right thing to do for working families, I wouldn't be fighting for it.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri used his party's address to push for passage of the National Defense Authorization Bill, criticizing those who want to put off debate.
The most important role of the federal government is to do the one thing we can't do by ourselves, defend the country.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Former Florida governor, possible 2016 Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is on a tour of Europe, stopping in Estonia today. Bush says the U.S. must support Baltic countries and those in Eastern Europe.
The best way to make sure that countries like Estonia are safe is to send a clear signal that we have their back.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.